say. I just left a while ago. Poor John. Yeah, he's about 80. I believe that man told me he 86, I believe, or 87. He a little bit older than me. He, me and him, the only son here.
He's an old timer, huh?
Oh, yeah. Old timer. Didn't know nothing but hard way. That's all. Put him to work, he's going to kill himself. Don't want to kill you. Because he hit me back in my head once with a piece of wood, prizing a log, you know. And he turned that piece of wood loose, thing hit me right there. I look at him, I didn't tell him a word. Well, you know, he don't understand nothing, but he could have killed me. Yes, sir, Johnny. That's all right.
Yes, sir.
Well, thank God, we're still here. Yes, sir.
Yeah. Now, the first house you were born in, tell me what it was like. Tell me what it was made out of.
Made out of cypress. Just where the boat nailed at. Well, you don't know whatever where the boat is, eh?
Yeah, that's
about 6-inch board.
Kind of would fit over each other?
Right, if you put them something like that, you see.
Mm-hmm.
And no attic, nothing. And just that and the fireplace. Well, you had a couple of room in there.
Yeah.
But they ain't young it is now.
Yeah.
Oh, no, deep. You didn't have no kind of house like that. No, love.
Did you have a place out front where you put
a... You had a porch, yeah. You had a porch out front, had a front yard and everything.
Yeah.
It's as pleasant in the summertime, but in the wintertime, it's cold as hell, it's cold there.
Uh-huh.
And you just couldn't stay warm. Well, the way the people used to do, when they build a chimney, they put the chimney toward the north.
Yeah.
So you see that too, that north wind pushed that, you know, the heat this way. But those chimney had them chimney this way, all your leg burnt. I know my wife ain't got some burn on her leg now from them old bad chimney. That's right. You know. But what could you do? You couldn't do no better. That's all you could do.
Yeah. Was there kind of a place out in front of the chimney?
Right.
Well,
yeah, there. Yeah, something about that wide, you know, with brick where you could put your coffee pot or even the potter. In fact, that's where you had to cook at.
Yeah?
People didn't have no stove. Cook in a fireplace.
What would you cook there?
What you cook? Well, you cook peas, beans, and different things, you know. And potato, you roast potato under the ashes, hot ashes.
Yeah.
All them poor people, that people had no stove. Sure. Stove. Well, my mother, when she died, she was cooking on the fireplace. That's right. And let me tell you one thing. That food was better than what the food they cook it now. You never hear nobody with no high blood pressure, or with no hardly heart trouble, cancer, all like that. When I heard if a person had a cancer, that lady was staying right side of our house in Mount Van Land. Well, they said, so they tell me she died with a cancer. That's the only thing I remember. But now it looks like every week somebody dying with a cancer. Some people say the food. Well, I kind of believe that too. Different thing, you know. Nobody ought to have high blood pressure. Well, my mother, she died a baby before she had 3 twins. But people didn't have nothing like that.
Mm-hmm. Now that kind of front of the fireplace was called a...
You call that a fireplace too. Everything's a fireplace.
Yeah, and then was there a kind of a shelf, you know?
No, you take that brick, listen. You take that brick and you got mortar. You know what mortar is?
Yeah.
You mix it up good. And then you put your brick down to where I see them. And then you put that mortar down and put the brick and then put the mortar between them cracks, you see? And just let them go just like you. Well, you see how the brick is around them stoves and down. It's brick, not no concrete. And that thing, good. And I seen Madam, she took her broom and sweeped that fireplace clean, and took a dish rag